Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
As we do the drop of the week.
Hallelujah.
It's the drop.
Shishesky. Shishesky
of the week.
Did it fall? Yourself, drop of the week, brought to us by Bud Light. Join Ava Graham at Maggie's Waterfront Cafe. Great spot, by the way. Maggie's Waterfront Cafe tonight at 6 for a Bud Light Eagles pep rally. Win tickets to this weekend's Eagles game. I repeat, ladies and gentlemen, win tickets to the game at Maggie's Waterfront Cafe tonight, 6 o'clock with Ava there. And you can also win Eagles merchandise. James, which would you rather win, Eagles merchandise or tickets to the game?
Probably tickets to the game. Right. I will say, if you go to Maggie's Waterfront Cafe, you can also scope out the spot where the famed chicken wings conversation happens. So
yes, you can.
Classic spot.
All right, let's get to the drops. James, what are we looking at this week?
All right, let's dive in. We did last week the first edition of Seth versus Chuck, which happened. Chuck from Mount Airy and Seth Joyner. This time, Joe, you tried to jump in, and Chuck wasn't having it.
So you have no right. We have every right to come on here and complain about a game that we feel like ain't good enough from the quarterback. And that's just the bottom line of it.
You
ain't
good? You done? Quarterback. You done?
You have your opinion on it, and we have ours.
Are you done?
What we watch.
Are you done?
That guy yesterday did not play good enough for us to win.
Are you done?
Well, he did play good
that's
enough.
Chuck, wait
he didn't
a minute.
Play
no,
good.
No,
he didn't play
no,
good.
No.
No, I'm just correcting something
he said.
He
called against
in.
A better
oh,
team.
I'm sorry, I'm sorry.
He said against a better team.
Okay.
He called in.
Shut your mouth, Joe, and stay out of it.
He called in.
That's a grown man. Let him say what he got to say.
Chucky.
Shut your mouth.
And stay out of it.
You know what I was waiting for that would have been great? I would have paid $100 to Chuck if he just said, no. Are you done? No.
No, I'm not done.
But anyway, it was a funny moment. Chuck and Seth had certainly become a thing. Those guys battle.
Awesome stuff.
All right, James, let's keep it rolling.
Joe, you asked Brandon Graham the weirdest question maybe that has ever been asked to anyone in our show.
I love
Beautiful.
This jacket.
Beautiful.
Hey, Pro Shop, baby.
There you go. Team player.
I'm on my way.
Have you ever modeled, Brandon?
Nah, never modeled.
I'll tell you, man.
What kind of question
that was
is that?
One of the weirdest questions you've ever asked.
I figured he has. I mean, he's
Brandon,
pumping
you ever model, man?
Boy,
like,
pumping
what?
Up, he's pumping hey. Up the
what?
Pressure.
You ever model?
I don't think it's that weird.
It's so weird.
They
take photographs of players. Like when they did the Kelly Green thing, I bet you they put some of the players in jerseys and said, put it on our website.
And that's modeling?
Yes,
modeling.
That's modeling.
That's modeling. No, that's not modeling. That's the players taking pictures in their jerseys.
No, they had Quinion Mitchell modeling. And Cooper DeJean model the starter jackets.
Yeah. Model has an implication. They were dressed for pictures.
Just saying. I stand by my question.
All right, let's keep it rolling.
Well, you're weird.
Yeah, true.
You're really weird.
All right, BG started talking about Brady, got us into a bit of a bind, and BG was loving it.
There's a difference between he wasn't prime Tom Brady and he was, quote, not good.
He was not the Tom Brady, anywhere close to the Tom Brady that we see now, because the experience had
BG,
to add up in order for him to
be. You
got to
be very happy with yourself. You just put me in the labyrinth, like a mouse in a freaking maze.
Hey, man,
is that the word, maze?
I had my day. Trust me. It's your turn. and what's that question you asked? What doesn't last long? Hopefully this lasts long, right?
That was
BG!
That was really good.
I love it's your turn.
Yeah, that
so
was
good.
That was really good. That, I think, is the leader so
potential
far.
Potential winner. Yep. All right. I mentioned it before, Joe. Sometimes you just say things and then you're like, maybe I shouldn't have said that. That's what happened when you were talking about Carbone in the freezer.
Yeah, Carbone was frozen in the freezer. Phenomenal. Wait till you guys see my basement someday.
Oh, God.
Bodies everywhere. quiet, right? Like, you don't even joke about stuff like that.
Right? No, you cannot.
There's no Dahmer joke to be had, right? I just want to make sure. Like,
no.
It's an unjokeable.
No. Yeah. No.
It's just decidedly not funny.
Only when Crucky's talking about Eisenreich. Other than that.
Well, yeah. But the good thing is no one listening can truly be offended because no one listening has been eaten.
Yeah. No, it's true.
So how can you be offended if it hasn't happened to you?
I mean, stop.
I'm just saying. I got 100% certainty no one listening.
Rhea's well, what about in her hands right
maybe
now.
Family members or
that's
friends?
Not yeah. necessarily.
Okay. All right, fair enough.
Speaking of offended, let's move on. You were offended by the NBA. Heck of a rant from you talking about Adam Silver. Yeah, we got it. Hell of a rant here about the NBA from DeCamera.
Be a leader! Silver,
I don't
lead!
Think that's
lead!
What we've got.
Lead! You've got to lead! Lead! We have a league that is disintegrating in front of our freaking eyes. There's no leadership. There's no vision. There's no guts from the commissioner. The owners are a bunch of idiots. And the players have just grown accustomed to this is acceptable. Guys, unacceptable! Play!
Brought it. Been a while since you went.
Look, it's how
hard
I feel.
Charging like
James,
that.
James, you know I love the NBA, I got such disgust. And anyway, it felt good to get it off my chest. Problem is, doesn't solve anything.
No.
But I think you love the NBA now.
Well, I mean, historically.
Yeah.
Because, Ruben, I mean, they really.
The product is not what
horrible.
It used to be.
Yeah, it's brutal.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
It's an embarrassment.
Let's keep it rolling. We've had a few different Richard conversations on this show. This time, Ross Tucker getting into the action.
But how does it go from Rick to Dick? And who says I'm Richard or I'm Rick, but I want people to call me Dick?
Yeah.
That's a drop right
clearly,
there.
Yeah, that part we never really kind of got to.
Like, yeah.
I have an Uncle Dick.
The social lexicon, like the...
Yeah, we're
we are such great.
Child.
Great.
We're children.
It's so good. We can't even like get through a comment. Also, when Ross said this,
I want people to call me Dick.
I mean, that's pretty good. Dick Tucker on the show next Wednesday.
Yeah, we are so childish. All right,
let's keep it rolling.
Dick Tucker.
Dick, pretty good, right?
Think about Joe.
I know.
A lot of implications.
That's terrible. Can we move on, please?
Wow. Holy cannoli. Wow. I just never made the connection.
Especially now.
That's great.
Holy cow.
Yeah, we were just doing Buffalo Bill before.
With the lotion in the basket.
Yeah.
With the lotion
hey, just
on the
remember.
Skin.
Yeah.
Well, do the tuck.
I'm thinking back to the Pink Panther. Didn't he have a...
Oh, man. All right. Let's keep going here. Let's get to a decidedly less blue thing here. Our caller, Dave, bringing it with a hype call. Here's a little taste of it.
No. Here's my favorite. If the Eagles keep playing this certain way, the better teams are going to beat us. Oh, yeah? Who? Lamar Jackson, who? Burrow, who? Who? Who's going to beat us? We're the bullies. We got to talk from the standpoint of we're the bullies, baby. Whether it's your stadium or our stadium, we're going to shut the windows and close the doors, turn the lights out. It's night. Everywhere we go.
Well
man.
Done, Dave.
Yes,
well
Dave.
Done, sir.
Well done. I'm not talking from the standpoint of they need to be afraid of us.
Yeah, baby.
That's good.
Good
when you say Lamar Jackson who, you didn't leave enough out. man.
No,
and we can
good.
Still tell it's Lamar Jackson.
I like
Lamar
it.
Jackson who? Oh, yeah, Lamar Jackson.
All right, let's go. We got three from today to get to quickly. The first, Devin, stepping in it a bit.
But she married a rabbit, and then hence rabbit. Is that... That was the deal, right?
I guess you got so. There, buddy.
Well, it's Roger, she married
that
Roger.
Confused
so.
You the way that it did.
It just look. Humans get confused sometimes. Rabbits
no.
get confused.
No,
not about this.
Not most. Animes
not
get
most
confused.
Humans.
Now, in Joe's defense, I think a lot of people get confused about Jessica Rabbit.
Thank you.
No. Maybe
wait,
if you just hear
wait,
the name so Jessica Rabbit.
Are you confused about
you,
Jessica Rabbit?
Why is her
Devin?
Name Jessica Rabbit?
Because she's married to Roger Rabbit.
Yeah.
The last name is Rabbit.
Correct.
Well,
that confusing.
Look.
All right, Devin wins drop of the week on Friday morning. Hello to you. Devin, that kind of stopped you in your
That
credit.
Was at like 6:05 a.m. too.
Yeah, true. To be fair,
I know that
right. Still makes no sense that she's not a rabbit, though.
Yeah. Well, a little sense.
It's confusing.
She's not.
It's confusing.
Definitely not.
Our contestant, Gary Diddy.
So is she in bestiality?
Oh, God.
Right? Like, well, dude, that's kind of weird.
She's a human
she's
who matters a rabbit.
Cartoon.
I mean, what is
Joe,
her maiden
it goes
name?
Without
Celluloid.
Saying.
Has anyone ever said bestiality on the radio
more
Joe?
Than Joe like, to
it's
camera?
It's just a constant go-to.
Well, she got, all right. She got with an animal.
Contestant Gary, did
but
he
it
throw it or not? We don't know. But Gary, when he lost, let us know.
Bang! This guy get five?
He got zero.
No way!
Yeah, five zip.
This guy got nothing?
Five zip.
Hold on for this guy.
Death hammer! Death hammer! Death hammer! Death hammer!
Gary, what in like the hell? Dude, that's a freaking disgrace!
I threw the game!
That's really good, man.
It's great stuff.
So if you don't know what we're talking about, we discussed earlier that when I win, the Eagles win, and when I lost earlier, the Eagles lost to Washington, and this guy saying he threw it, so the Eagles would win.
Yeah, I don't know. All right, last one.
But he was covering his butt.
Yeah, I think so, too. All right, okay. Last one, Dick Vermeil on the rhythm method.
How difficult it was for him to get into a rhythm. Is there a way Kellen Moore can go about making sure that doesn't happen again in this playoff game?
Well, I keep hearing the rhythm. And a lot of people use that time. You know, the rhythm system really doesn't work too good. You just look at birth control, you know.
Hey, now, Coach. Wow.
Nice, Coach. Whoa. Yeah, I've heard it's not 100%, Coach.
Oh, my God.
Amazing.
Dick Vermeil with sex talk was not what I was expecting today.
Not on the bingo card.
That's why it's got to be the drop.
All right, so Dick Vermeil with sex talk were Brandon Graham.
And Devin.
I think it's sexy Dick Vermeil.
I do too.
I do too.
Dick Vermeil.
Sexy Dick Vermeil.
It was so, it took me so off guard.
Yeah.
What
was really enjoyable, Joe, is Ruben and I explaining to Devin during the break what exactly the rhythm method was.
Fair enough.
That's problematic.
Fair enough.